Hello, and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney. Before this week's episode, a few friendly reminders. New episodes drop every Thursday afternoon.
Opinions and views expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the Arts Asylum, Mutual Musicians Foundation, or KOJH 104.7.
If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please contact us via email at couchchats@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram at couchchats. And don't forget, that's couch with a K. Please also remember to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Bye.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
I'm Corey.
I'm Courtney.
And today we have Corey and Courtney again.
That's right, it's still just us.
It's the holiday sort of Couch Chat sessions because we kind of thought that with everyone's schedules and with our personal schedules and just sort of where the holidays were falling, it would just be easier and kind of fun just to sort of talk to each other for these next couple of sessions.
Well, you're in wrap-up.
Yeah, we'll have one more next week as well, and that will be in the brand new year.
That's right.
Yeah.
It will be.
I can't believe 2019 is knocking on the door
now. We will actually, like, record it in the new year, too. Mm-hmm. That's wacky.
We'll have that new intro, hopefully, and it'll be good. And I want you all to know that that new intro has been coming since September, so...
Maybe, who knows. Well, once we recorded it, remember?
And then, yeah, but then we realized that we had all the wrong information.
We had all the wrong information. Whew, yeah. It's rough, but yeah, it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good. So, since the last time we talked, Christmas took place.
Christmas has happened, yes.
So last week, we kind of had what I would feel was a slow, but also, like, very busy week at work.
It was
kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, to, when you're kind of wrapping up and prepping for the holidays, but I kind of felt like it was a really busy week, but I don't really know why, besides, like, holiday things.
Yeah, I don't know if it was really that busy or if just, like, that much stuff happened. So... on Monday, we had Stephen Eubanks' birthday party.
Yeah.
And you arrived back from Disney.
I did.
On Tuesday, which is, I think, when we recorded.
We did.
I believe. Maybe. Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we recorded on Tuesday. And that was kind of like, you know, just sort of a slow day. And then Wednesday was our final high school day, which meant that we arrived on Thursday and all of our walls were gone.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, like...
So, that's it. It's, like, that the scholars showed up late to their final class.
Right.
And then we literally showed up the next morning to work, Thursday morning, whenever last week's episode aired, and there were literally three walls missing that were here.
Right.
Moments before.
Right. And now I think that the stud walls have all been put back up where those walls came down.
I'm so excited for all of you public to, like, get the opportunity to see what's happening because... you know, you and I have been here since the very beginning, Courtney.
Yes.
You like,
so we've seen walls come and go.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But it still kind of blows my mind sometimes that, like, that we do it and that it gets done and that it's sort of like, what am I trying to say? Like, I think a lot of people, and this is kind of a metaphor, blah, 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 sort of like see, like walk into a place and they're just like, well, this is all I can do with it. Mm-hmm. It's like, these are the walls, this is the structure, this is everything.
Oh, sure, those without vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ah. And since I met you, all it has been is like, tear down those walls. Change, you know, don't worry about it. And so we've always just talked about how the Arts Asylum structure, its bones, are what are so cool, but the internal of it, like, we have manipulated
that's true.
A few times.
Yeah.
So whenever you all come, you know, if you were to show up today while we were recording, you would see like 2 to 3 offices sort of getting finished and built. Mm-hmm. A new storage room has sort of manifested itself in the Ann K. Brown collab. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a glass conference room wall that
it's
has
true.
Also showed up outside of our restrooms.
Yeah, and you get a little preview of what the color scheme for the new...
yeah.
Downstairs lobby and all of that will be. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting because this is our first, like, even though we've renovated a lot, and we've
done never really touched the first floor.
We've never really touched the first floor outside of the theater.
Yeah.
And we've never really made, like, like, we laid new floors, but now we have, like, general contractors coming in and doing work.
Like, which is sort of weird.
Like, done something where you and I did not physically paint that wall. And I don't know if there are many places in this building that that's not the case.
No. So, well, like, it was just on my time hop a year ago, Matt and I painting the lobby.
The white, or the black, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then what all of that came with. You know, there are things that, like, we've literally just sort of finished that we're going to tear down those walls.
That's true. We did, yeah. We finished like that particular wall that you guys were painting that I took that picture of that showed up on your time
hop. Won't exist anymore.
Won't exist anymore. And that will have been standing, obviously, for, you know, 50 years, but also just with this paint for 1 year before we then tore it down.
Well, we put up a dramaturgy board on that wall that...
right, is going away.
It's going to go away.
It's going away. It's going to be, it's going to be a really exciting next few months.
Yeah.
Some
of you all will be able to get a sneak peek of sort of some of the things that have taken place if you come and see, shameless plug, Big Fish that opens with Faust Theater. Mm-hmm. That opens like next week.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Next Thursday. So we have that. And then if any of you fives and tens are involved in the Full Monty, which is the show I'm directing, that those rehearsals start January 6th.
Right.
So those, you know, 22 people.
Or if
people,
anybody participated in the barn season. So any of you people.
So that'll be January 26th.
The Barneys.
The Barneys will be here. So there will be like little sneak peeks, but we as sort of the Arts Asylum public aren't really posting a ton of photos about it because I know that there's a couple of people in my life who just want to see it like done. Like they just want to walk in and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you guys did it. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and the completion of that is not scheduled until February, so 21st. We've got a little bit of time before that happens, but anyone who sees it during the construction part, A, pardon our dust, and B, you're going to get, some interesting views of, like, the people who come for the Barneys will definitely have...
Thank God you all have seen the space before,
right?
Because you may be in a safe construction zone.
Yes. I think you will be in a safe construction zone. Because, we have Big Fish next weekend. They run through the weekend and that's all. So get your tickets because it's a short, limited run. And I'm sure it will be an amazing show. And then it starts. Like, because everything kind of right now has been behind closed doors.
But we have to then move back downstairs in the next, like, 15 days. So that means our offices will be finished. Like, it's these weird timelines.
And I guess technically we'll be in a different Couch Chat studio again. Oh, we're so displaced these days.
Yeah. We will have one more episode, maybe two, in this room. And then we will be in a new space.
Yeah, and I don't quite know where that space is yet. So we'll find out.
It may be hanging from the roof.
Yeah, it may just be us in the car. Car chats. Car with a K. Whoa.
Matt said I'm crazy with a K.
That's probably fair.
And I thought that made perfect
sense. Does all this date back to your obsession with Korn? The band with a K?
Have we told the public that I like Korn?
I just did now.
Yeah. I used to really like the band Korn. Korn with a K.
Yeah.
Adidas. Sure. All day, I dream about sex. Yes, all day, I dream about sex. But that's fine. I only stopped going to Korn concerts after someone puked on my flip-flop that I wore there.
Ew.
Right. And then I was there with my friend Jay Cadman, and we went and saw a Korn concert together, which is fine. I had fully transitioned out of my Korn appropriateness as I was wearing like an Abercrombie like
sure no shirt, no more JNCOs for you
lead pipes by the end
sure okay fair yeah
uh-huh. Uh-huh. The JNCOs were only like the special ones when I really wanted to bring it home, but then the next night we went to an NSYNC concert and my friend Jay looked at me and said, we're never going back to a Korn concert again. And then we did, but we just, it was like we were like the old people at the prom the next time we went to the Korn concert, like we were like, we're not here anymore.
Right. Yeah. This is not for us any longer.
Those were fun days. Felt like I had something to say during that time. You know, that only one who listens to Korn can fully
can
express.
Really say.
I think the MTV, you know, when you went home and had the music videos
When MTV stood for music television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think
does MTV still exist? Mm-hmm. I haven't watched cable for quite some time.
I don't have any idea.
I remember once having a very, on like the, one of the MTV channels, you know, because they ended up having, that I'm sure that some of them had music on them and just the one was taken over by reality TV or something. There's like a, I don't know, another one, or maybe it was a VH1 or something of that nature, and realizing on the third floor of the house I'm in now, so not too long ago, within the last 5 years or so, it was like the 20th anniversary of the...
Road Rules or something?
It was the 20th anniversary of, or 25th anniversary of Nevermind, the Nirvana album, and for some reason they were playing the Bleach album, like it was like a Nirvana tribute day, yeah, or something, and it turned to Alex and was like, oh shit, this is just noise. Like, our parents were right. Mm-hmm. This is just terrible noise.
It's just noise.
And that was the day Courtney realized she was an 80-year-old woman trapped in a 65-year-old woman's body.
Yeah. An 80-year-old woman trapped inside of a 65-year-old woman's body.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I really just now started to, like, think about, you know, Total Request Live?
Yeah, TRL. Yeah, sure.
Why does that sound so weird coming out of my mouth? Total Request Live?
It's live. It's live, and I think it's because you're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. It's request.
Request.
Yeah,
total request.
Request. Warwick.
Okay. TRL.
Uh-huh.
They used to sort of really help, like, dictate what was cool. Like,
it's true.
It stayed relevant. I was able to watch sort of the wave of music, and now I just, like, God, it makes me sound so old, but I'm just like, I don't, what?
No.
Wasn't there a meme or something that's like, I look at song titles now and I don't know if the artist or if it's the song title.
Right,
like,
yeah. No idea at all. Yeah, somebody, I don't remember who it was like, posted on their Facebook page that they were having, like, some sort of music something with their like, 13-year-old. And like all the songs, I was just like, even the adult didn't pick anything I recognized.
Right.
Like, I don't, if it's not like part of the Tony's lineup and also in this decade, I don't know what, it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I listened to Hamilton and that was made recently, but beyond that, like pop music or like something that's, you know, culturally relevant is like, I top out at about Michael Jackson Thriller's
right.
album. Like, I have no idea. Because I pretty much exclusively listen to just show tunes.
Ooh. Good. I've taught you well.
You have. That's pretty much, yeah.
So on Friday, we had our holiday party.
We did have a holiday party.
Mm-hmm. With all of our friends and family. Mm-hmm. That sort of, it was a fun little mix of peeps,
yeah,
that evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then Saturday, you went to the Polar Express.
I did, which our guest from 2 weeks ago, Vanessa Davis, talked about a little bit because she's one of the elves.
Yeah.
She, however, unfortunately has come down with pneumonia, so she was not one of the elves this weekend.
She was not one of the elves that night. But I'm glad that you went and did that. That was,
it was so cute.
A train from Baldwin City to the North Pole?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Baldwin City, Kansas, directly to the North Pole.
That's,
and it only
fun.
Took 45 minutes. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cute.
It was
cute.
Magic.
It was magic, if you will. Yeah. It was so cute. I've worked retail a really long time, so it's taken me quite a while to get back into the holiday spirit or find the holiday spirit. But like, watching kids,
yeah,
enjoying Christmas is like, it's just,
it's
like one
good.
Of those like stupid mom moments that you're just like, look at him loving Santa and all the Christmas joy. And my kids are really amazing and are incredibly lucky children, but also incredibly humble children. And so they were very like on board with the, like, the spirit of Christmas,
yeah,
and what it's supposed to be about.
Did we do anything Sunday? What did I do Sunday?
You came to my house on Sunday. I had to go get a new phone because the other thing that happened on the Polar Express.
That was Monday.
That was Monday.
That was Christmas Eve, was Monday, right?
Yeah, but you came to my house on Sunday and Monday.
What did I come to your house for on Sunday?
To talk about the set.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking about my phone because on the Polar Express I also,
yes,
shattered my phone screen. And we tried to go get a phone on Sunday, but it did not work because in order to get a new phone,
well,
I had
to
go...
Well, we also were chit-chatting.
Yeah, I had to go replace my phone screen,
yeah,
so I had to do that on Monday after trying to get it all done on Sunday. And then Monday was Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
and we had
fun.
Our lovely exchanging of gifts.
We did.
And how's your winter blanket treating you?
Oh my God, Courtney got me a weighted blanket, and it is really nice.
Good.
It's really nice. I made everyone I know wear it,
mm-hmm,
that I've come in contact with.
Good. You're just carrying around in its little case.
Yeah.
That,
and the general consensus is people are just like, it makes me, at first it's like constricting because it makes you like not want to move. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't care if I move.
I don't want to move.
I don't want to move anymore.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Yeah. I did not get to try it out because it literally arrived in a box while you were at the house after you had opened your other gifts.
A selfie light.
Yeah.
And a really cool Disney history book.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a great
book. I did not get to look through it, so I'm excited I'll need to bring it. So to look through it because it was in its little commemorative box.
It was cool.
Yeah.
So then that was Christmas Eve, and then yesterday was Christmas, where I think everyone in my close group of people saw Mary Poppins Returns.
Pretty much.
I feel like 10 people, and I'm not exaggerating, 10 people yesterday were like, I'm going. We have a group of friends, you know, quote unquote, the brunch squad. And so as we were seeing it throughout the day, people were like, I'm going to go see it. And I literally watched like every group of friends, every one of my friends go see it.
You saw it.
You went with Nick and Jess? I didn't go to Nick and Jess. Went with you.
They came with us. And then my mom and my brother, pretty much my entire family is pretty sick. So, except for me, which, you know, knock on wood, just see how much I can vibrate the microphones by knocking on our wooden coffee table. So my dad went home and went to sleep, but everybody else was, we enjoyed the movie. And then I also ran into Jill and Tim Gillespie.
Cool.
They did not see Mary Poppins. They saw Spider or something or other.
Oh, a Spider-Man movie?
Maybe. Is there one of those out?
I think so.
I realized we were talking about this at breakfast, while sitting in the movie theater, as I was trying to clap after every musical number, that I was like, it's been a while since I've seen a movie, theater movie.
Mary Poppins Returns was worth my time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was beautiful. The costumes, like, I would slit some throats for just a couple pairs of Mary's shoes.
I cried, like, 5 times.
Yeah.
I really did, because...
How do you feel about the first one? The original Mary Poppins.
I feel like this is a weighted question.
I'm just wondering.
Well, I mean, you don't like the first
one. I don't like the first one.
Right. We went home last night and watched the first one.
Yeah. I own the first one because, like, it's Disney, so you gotta own it. And I appreciate the first one.
Do you think that you would have appreciated the second one without the length and the detail of the first one?
I don't think so. And visually, Mary Poppins Returns was stunning. I think that it will absolutely bring this to a new generation, and it's a wonderful message. But I felt sort of, I don't want to say that I hate the first one, because nostalgia-wise, I love the first one. I just don't need to see it, like, there are, like, that often. And so I feel like I'm so glad I saw it, and I don't need to see it again. You know what I mean? Like, it was beautiful, it was wonderful, but, like, that's it. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
we're talking about the first one or Returns?
Returns.
You don't need to see Returns again?
I don't think so.
Oh. I might go, like, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't think that, I think I was like, oh, that was so, it's kind of like Big Love. I saw it, and I loved every second
of
it.
That's a leap.
And then I'm done.
Yeah, okay.
And now I'm like, that's all I needed.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, no, I want to see it again.
Yeah, but I think that there are Mary Poppins people, and there are people that are just not. You know what I mean?
I love how good and how true they stayed to the first movie.
Agreed.
And then I'm also a pretty big advocate for the Disney movie, you know, sort of documentary, Saving Mr. Banks, which is about P.L. Travelers, and really, like, how she wrote Mary Poppins,
books,
and really what that character means to them. And so it's really sort of, anyway, I thought it was stunning. I want to see it again so I can kind of not be so much in awe, because the whole time I was just absorbing every thing yesterday.
It was visually stunning. It was gorgeous.
And I want to find all of, like, the Easter eggs in it too, because there's a ton of Easter eggs from the first movie.
Well, and there's 3 books, right? So we assume that it's being set up for yet another.
I think that we deserve one more.
Yeah.
But do we need to wait 30 years?
I hope not. I hope not.
Because that's fun.
Yeah.
If we do.
Right? I guess that's true. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
Because they can't push it. Like, it can't come out for 5 years.
It can't
years.
Come out right away.
You know,
yeah,
like,
for
it
sure.
needs to, like, be given its time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think, and I think it's been a long time. I don't know if I've really... No, there's 4 books. And I feel like Mary Poppins Returns, because the book's called Mary Poppins Comes Back. I don't know that I think that maybe two of the books weren't covered in this one.
Yeah.
Because the other really one was realized, the balloon.
I just thing. really realized, you know, how, what those stories were, like, intended for. Like,
yeah.
Really sort of, like, the first one is, you know, you're just sort of like, well, I'm supposed to love this because it's Mary Poppins mm-hmm. or whatever. But, like, taking your medicine and cleaning up mm-hmm. your house. And, like, these are the lessons that, mm-hmm. for some reason, the Banks children are not being taught by their parents. Which
right.
is its own sort of secondary sure. conversation that, like, Matt and I have. You know, mm-hmm. but so then this second returns, you know, talks about some other issues. So I was just like, oh, like, it really is just teaching you, like, your life lessons mm-hmm. that you're mm-hmm. supposed to just... No.
Yeah. But then I think also just, yeah, reminding you to also be a joyful child. Like,
yes.
Like, you should be,
and to try
you
to
should be learning lessons. And you should, like, there are some just basics that you need to know. You're a grown up. You should, you know, take, you know how to take your medicine and take a bath
yeah.
and, you know, get, yeah, all that kind of stuff, clean up your room. But also don't turn into this kind of adult that
but
is.
Mary Poppins Returns did something interesting in it that I need someone to explain to me, mm-hmm. but I don't want to ruin it on air.
Okay, fair.
But mm-hmm. I have a question about the ending of the opera scene, you know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I want to know something.
Okay. We'll talk
later.
About it
yeah.
off the record.
So, but yeah, so that just sort of wrapped that up, and then today we're back and we are having a quick office day. You know,
yeah.
we wanted to talk to all of you because we think that it's important to check in with the fives and tens
yeah. mm-hmm.
Throughout our time. Yeah, it's just, you know, 2018 has sort of been an interesting year. You know, like, whenever it started, we didn't have couch chats yet.
It's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, we didn't really get couch chats until April, almost, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, this is week 35, so... However that shakes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 10 months. Is that right? No, almost 10 months.
So that's just kind of crazy. Whenever,
so yeah, March or April.
You know, I feel like we've been talking to you all every week. Like,
yeah.
I talk to, you know, my family about the fact that there's something that I do every week. And then now that I'm on week 35, it's something that, like, if I don't do it, like last or 2 weeks ago when I was in Disney
right.
and I wasn't here,
mm-hmm.
I felt like there was something I hadn't done that week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? And so, what really needs to happen is I almost need to go and, like, start writing a review up for our 1 year just so I don't, like, forget about
yeah.
what every
Well, maybe that's what we can
has.
Next week, so that you're not just listening to us babble on about, you know, parts of Mary Poppins
I'm
we
sure
can't
you
talk
all
about.
Know.
You want to know.
Right.
We can do a little, like, year in review. We'll go back and see, you know. What our goals are for 2019.
Yeah, I did a interesting thing. I mean, because the next time I talk to you all, it'll be 2019. In 2018, I didn't do, like, a what are your New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
you know, sort of stuff. I sort of just took each month and tried to figure out, like, what I tried to complete.
What are your goals
that
for,
month.
For that month,
yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I made the joke that one of them simply was making sure that I found all of my socks and got
right?
them back.
And you did that, yeah.
And yeah, and I think mm-hmm. I think I'm still golden,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was something I was not successful with.
Yeah.
In the past, and it seems so simple, but just to be like, from the dryer, it goes in, like, the clothes get put away.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm very easy, I can just set it to the side, and then I'll just pull out of the bottom.
Throw it on the laundry basket.
Yeah.
Next to my bed for some time now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe an embarrassing amount of time.
And that was something that I think is okay,
uh-huh.
but it was developing, it was a little too easy
yeah.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just, like, one of those random things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask Isabel what her goals are. Maybe, yeah, maybe we'll have her on next week, we'll see. Talk about goals.
Mm-hmm.
She said to sleep better and spend more time with her sisters, her
yeah.
her City of Fountain sisters, not her actual sisters, who she's with right now.
They were supposed to be in the office today.
It's
but,
true. We were going to have them on, but then they decided to be sleepyheads instead.
Why is that? Like, why after the holiday? Is it just because, like, you've been, you know, concentrating and sort of running as quickly as you can toward the holiday? Like, I always feel the day after Christmas, no matter what day it is, no
yeah.
matter what. Because Christmas yesterday was easy. Like,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I just woke up, I had breakfast, I opened up presents, I saw a movie,
yeah.
and I went to the casino.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, it was super easy.
I didn't do anything yesterday of any sort of exhaustion, yet today, and it could be that it's so gloomy out. It is gloomy. But I'm like, so I just want to put on my PJs again and take a nap.
Right. I've spent 4 days in my pajamas, and now I need just one more.
Now I need a day of rest.
Right.
But, you know, the holidays are crazy. I'm very lucky, and so are you, that there's not a lot of traveling that has to necessarily take place. I know a lot of people in even our immediate lives who have had to, like, drive all the time.
This is the first year I have been in Kansas City on Christmas Day for 8 years, probably. Which is why we were so excited about, like, just, I have not had a scenario at which my kids, like, can wake up and then play with their toys that they got or anything for Christmas. It's just been like, okay, kids, drop all that. We've got to get in the car and go.
Because we
normally drive straight to Columbia.
Will you see that family at all?
We will see, I believe that Leah's going to come down, and then Aunt Erin, we have to be specific about, because there's an Aunt Erin and an Uncle Erin on that side of the family, and her boyfriend, Ryan, are coming down for his sister's wedding around New Year's.
Cool.
So I think we'll see them, but I don't know. We went up for Thanksgiving and did Thanksgiving there, so I don't know that we'll see everybody beyond that point. And this is always, maybe that was part of it too. I was just saying to Corey yesterday and a portion of today that it's, this day's always emotionally exhausting for me. We had a rough couple of years at Christmas, and and this was the first year I didn't have kind of the weight of that, the full of that sadness. And so it's been interesting that I just correlated, like, in my head, that I was like, it's all because of my ofrenda, because everybody is there and everything is wonderful and
perfect. This time of year for you is always, like, you know, a cacophony of sort of emotions anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, whether it is sadness and happiness or whatever.
Right.
You know, you have...
Yeah.
You've had a lot go on in this sort of time of year.
Yes.
For, like, the last maybe 16 years.
Around that amount of time, yes. Yeah, so... But maybe it's also partially in fact to the fact that I kind of got to relax on Christmas Day, which I haven't been able to do for quite some time.
And I do feel like you sort of maybe found a center with your ofrenda and really, you know, like you've sort of talked to yourself a lot this year on what, you know.
Yeah, because I have not even had my ofrenda for a full year at this point. Because at this point last year, my house had not started the renovation. So that's what I was in January, the madness of that renovation. So this year I get to be in the madness of the Arts Asylum renovation for January. Apparently that's my month for change.
Gosh. Oh man. The conversations that could come, you know, sort of from that. You also do have Riley. Riley is in town right now.
Yes, and this was the first time she came last night, so we got her on Christmas night.
That's cool.
Which I have not had, I've not been with Riley on Christmas proper. Since she was inside my tummy.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And she's here through New Year's?
Yep, she'll be here through then. So her birthday is Saturday. Mm-hmm. We've got a fun little birthday planned. And then, yeah, she'll be here. Jared, I believe her boyfriend, is going to join us on New Year's Eve. And then they'll stay through the second and go home. She's got a thing, What are you theater people called? A thespian conference.
Ah, thespian.
not to be confused with a lesbian, what my people are called.
Right. I said that when I was a kid, that I was a perspiring thespian. And my teacher was like, you mean you're an aspiring thespian? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. That.
That too. But then everyone thought it was kind of funny that I was, like, a perspiring one. And I was like, no, I also do sweat a lot.
That also is fine.
And I'm kind of a lesbian. Right.
I get you.
You had an interesting chat about that over the last few days, too. Everyone is a little bit gay, right? Fives and tens? I don't know. Right. We might lose a couple of listeners off of that. But you,
will we?
You know that you're all kind of gay, right? Because it's 2018, almost 19.
Well, I just, like, how can you not acknowledge that, like, they're beautiful people?
Saying you want to have sex with them or be married to them, but you're like, that is a fine-looking lady.
Right.
That is a dapper gentleman.
Right.
And you should say it just like that.
Absolutely.
You are a dapper gentleman.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yes, I agree. With all of those things. Jason Momoa, I'm coming for you, as well as Ruby Rose. It's fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to have someone from that community on. I want to have, in 2019, how do you talk to people who have transitioned? This is something I'd like to sort of have a conversation in 2019.
We talk to people who have transitioned, like, every day.
On an interview sort of process. Because there's a lot of them that I've had conversations with that are just like, you're not really allowed to ask about my former self or my transition.
Sure.
You know, and I think that is... What a strange tangent. I know, everyone. But that's just sort of an interesting conversation because I'm like, well, then where's the lesson? When do I get to have the conversation? Because it is a specific conversation about that to then sort of teach people, you know, about the different things that go on. Because I have a couple of friends who have, like, two birthdays. One is, like, their former birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then one is sort of, like, when they sort of became who they are
today.
And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, and they were just, like, if age is just a number and it doesn't matter, when did Corey come about, you know, or whatever?
When was Corey born versus when was whoever? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Riley has two birthdays, so I get that. Like, she celebrates because we celebrate her birthday with us.
Yeah.
When I got her, and they celebrate... when they brought her home.
Wow.
Brenda and John do. Which is why we've always had her on her birthday.
And it's a good time of year. You know, I've also made the joke that you guys aren't trying to do this, like, mid-April. Like, it's nice that it's around the holidays.
Yeah. It does, yeah. God, and if we had another April birthday, it'd just be murder. My house is full of April birthdays.
I know.
And then, except for Lil Vi. She's my rogue fall baby.
It's almost like you guys planned that, but then not at all.
We plan Isabel.
No, I'm saying to have Violet to be an October baby.
Oh, yeah. Mm, no, I would have preferred September. It's a better birthstone.
It is.
Although opals and diamonds are not, so that's anything to, you know, scoff at.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to wear opals, but that's all like a myth started by the diamond industry.
Because they're like, no, you should buy diamonds.
Because opals are worth more, they're more valuable than diamonds, but people in the diamond industry didn't want you to know that. They wanted diamonds.
Diamonds are super sparkly. I like them.
I love a good diamond.
Yeah.
I have a lovely one that I can't get on my fat finger because I'm still losing my baby weight from 4.5 years ago. No, my hands just changed and they never went back. And also, I'm still fat.
You know, you can, like,
get I can one. Get it sized. Yeah, I know. I know I can. And my lovely Christmas card from Vinco reminded me of that. But just me.
I love that your
requires
house
me.
Jeweler message sent you a card.
Yeah, with his full family on it. Oh, Simone. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Yeah, but just never have. In 4.5 years, I've never gone to get it sized. So I just, you know, ordered myself a different wedding band off of Amazon. You know? Because if Alex's wedding band is only worth $35, it's fine if mine is too, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
I got the Magic Kingdom Lego for...
Right.
Yeah.
Have you started?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a time lapse. Have you started that?
We sort of have.
Okay.
Definitely a photo of each layer from the same perspective.
Okay. All right. That's fine. But I would really like a time lapse video. I'll
edit
it for you.
It takes so long, and I may have... kind of started running out of storage.
Oh, on your phone. Mm.
Yeah.
All these problems you have with your photographs on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But we'll figure it out.
All right.
Her face is like, wait a second, hold on.
Well, you're going to get a new phone soon, so you can use that phone for just the Lego storage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Legos.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to put this castle at all in my house.
Yeah, just buy a new house. It's fine.
Well, that's the goal in May, or April, May.
Okay.
Right after not here in town, full Monty,
that
Matt is going to be kind of looking for stuff while I'm in rehearsal for that. He's been tasked with a job.
He's going to find your house?
Well, he's going to start looking for some of the things.
Like,
No. I will be heavily involved in it. But I was like, I need you to just like start weeding some crap out. Like, I need you to go look at a couple of houses and figure out, you know.
Oh, I love open houses.
Well, you might need to be his little sidekick.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry about that.
So anyway, things for 2019.
Yes.
So that was actually this week's Couch Chats. So it was a kind of a short one. We wanted to make sure that you all just kind of got a little check-in from us, but didn't feel like you needed to spend a whole afternoon with us yet.
No, no. Next week we'll do a year in review and welcome in 2019, and then
I'm ready for 2019.
Yeah, I am too. We'll be having some really fun people and things on, and a couple of them in the month of January. So
yeah,
I'm excited for.
Hopefully, we'll get to announce some other cool things soon too.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Uh huh.
It's always good to leave on a question mark. So so this was the final Couch Chats for 2018.
Yep.
Thank you all for sticking around and listening to us through this year, and we will talk to you all next year.
Yep, sounds good.
Have a good day.
Bye bye.
Bye.
And that was this week's episode of Couch Chats. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to see who we've got on the couch. New episodes are available in the KC area on KOJH 104.7 Thursdays at 2 p.m. or on iTunes. Bye!